get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler and my co-host David Blackman is not with us today. He will be back with us in a few episodes. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the best code editing software for WordPress websites. Now, if you are someone who is new to WordPress and you are basically just installing a theme or page builder such as Divi, and you're just using all the built-in editing tools and stuff like that, then you don't really need a code editing software. But as you get more advanced and you're learning custom CSS and you're adding PHP snippets, or maybe you're even full-on writing code, then you're going to need a code editing software. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So this is more a tools for advanced users or intermediate users, at least. And so if you're a beginner, don't get overwhelmed by this. You don't need to worry about it. So So the first one on the list is the one that I use, and it's called Nova. It's by a company called Panic. And if that sounds familiar, they are the ones that had Coda. Coda was my absolute favorite code editing software. It's been discontinued, and so their new product that they're promoting is called Nova. I'll be honest, I don't like it quite as much as I like Coda. Coda was just very clean. It felt very Mac, very Apple-esque with the UI, and everything just made sense, and I never had to look for stuff. It worked really well. And so I wish they would have kind of continued down that path. Nova is really good and I'm getting more used to it, but the design UI isn't as polished in my opinion. And so figuring out how to do stuff is a little bit tricky. Coda was more beginner friendly too, where Nova seems to be targeted a little bit more towards advanced users. So it's still really good and I like it. It has FTP built in so you can connect remotely to your WordPress a hosting company server and be able to then see all your files and then double click on them and start editing them right there in the Nova editor. So it's really good in that regard. And so it is my top recommendation. I'm just a little bit, bummed that Coda is no longer being developed because that was my absolute favorite. So, but still by a great team over at Panic. Now, the next one on the list is Sublime Text. Sublime Text really took off 7 to 10 years ago, and it was kind of like the latest and greatest thing, and it was kind of like Coda versus Sublime, and more advanced users kind of recommended Sublime because it's more of a traditional editor, more advanced features and that sort of thing. And I think that's kind of why Panic developed Nova to kind of compete with Sublime in that regard. And so the interface of Nova and Sublime are really similar looking in the way that they're kind of laid out. So I haven't personally used Sublime, although I have looked at it, but I ended up going with Nova because it was by the team that I had already been using their products. But Sublime is highly recommended and it works great. You can, again, connect remotely to your hosting company, your server, your website, and then be able to edit files right there in their editor, which is great. So Sublime is definitely on the list of recommended code editing softwares. Now, the last one seems to be a newer one. So Corey, David's business partner on the Aspen Grove Studio side. So in case you're not familiar, David and I are partners here with WP Gears and WP the Podcast. We have multiple courses together, but we also have our own separate companies. And so my company is Divi Life and David's company is Aspen Grove Studio / Divi Space. And so they kind of have two different divisions of the company. And so Corey Jenkins is David's partner over there. And so David mentioned that Corey has been raving about Brackets, and that's what he uses and recommends. So I had to add it to the list for that reason. And so it is open source, which means it's free. And so you can download it and try it without paying for anything. And then they even have some extensions that are developed by community members too. So if you love the open source WordPress way of doing things, then you might really like Brackets. So compared to Panic and Sublime that cost money, I believe. I know Nova by Panic definitely cost money. I'm not sure about Sublime. It's looking like Sublime's actually free as well. So you got some paid options and you got some free options here. So that is it for this episode. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking about what is coming in WordPress 6.0. So very exciting. It's a major release, so to speak, although the WordPress versioning system doesn't always go by the numbers in terms of the how big the release is. But anyways, tune in tomorrow and we'll talk about that. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.